294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio?
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The new leader of the Islamic State terrorist group is believed to be a former officer of Iraq's military named Abdullah Kardash. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi blew himself up, along with three children, with American soldiers closing in at a compound in Syria.
In the end, according to President Trump,
he died like a coward.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff saying on ABC's This Week, good riddance.
This was a bloodthirsty killer.
But Schiff did not call it a complete victory, saying there's still a threat of ISIS coming back.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. California Democrat Katie Hill says she'll resign from her seat in the House. She denies reports of an affair with a man on her congressional staff.
But Hill admitted to and apologized for an inappropriate relationship with a woman campaign staffer earlier this week. A lurid photo of a naked Hill brushing the hair of an unnamed female staffer went viral on social media last week.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. America's listening to Fox News.
Here.
What is trick-or-treating?
Well, you put on a costume, you go door-to-door and say trick-or-treat, and people give you candy.
How am I supposed to be a zombie?
Zombie surprise party.
Can I just have the candy?
He don't look so scary to me.
Yeah, he looks kind of funny.
It's alive! It's alive!
There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Call the Halloween police.
Well, you used to love Halloween.
What are you doing, Frankenstein?
I'm sitting alone in a cemetery.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
I got lots of candy. What's everybody gonna be for Halloween?
Ah, I'm a monster!
I know it's scary, isn't it?
Freaky.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
Ooh, how deliciously evil looking. It's like something out of Stephen King.
Happy Halloween!
This is the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Trick or treat!
Look at me!
No. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Officially, there's a dense fog advisory out this morning. There was no problems on my way into work. I see the airport is now 3/4 of a mile visibility. Troy is about a mile and a half. I guess there's some foggy areas out there, but otherwise it's going to become mostly sunny later. Pretty nice day, in fact, one of the best days of the week. High temperature 76 to 78. Yesterday afternoon was just nice. Rain develops in the middle of the night, overnight low 61. Tomorrow, showers are likely at times, mid-70s. Wednesday and Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely. In fact, the risk will continue, I think, into the Halloween trick-or-treating hours on Thursday evening. High temperature near 80 on Halloween. Much cooler air Friday and for the weekend. And that's so ironic because it begins the month of November right on schedule with the temperatures falling into the upper 30s, I think, by Friday night. Right now, this morning, foggy in spots. Our temperature, that's a good question. What is our temperature? I was looking at visibilities. Let's take a look here.
I'm guessing 51.
You're going to guess 51. Jay, you want to...
52?
Let's see. I see. It's 48 right now. Calm winds at 6:05. That's it.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Since it is Monday,
it's Motivation Monday.
What gets you out of that bed in the morning?
What made you wake up?
Smell of coffee.
Coffee smells pretty good.
Smell the coffee.
Time to motivate. Let's blow some minds here.
You're motivated?
All right, what's my motivation?
To get motivated.
You're going to have a great week.
Here's to a great week.
Not without my friend.
Mr. Coffee.
Mr. Coffee.
I'll get you some coffee.
That's what I'm talking about. Showtime.
That's what it is. At 6 minutes after 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, name game contest is concluded, correct?
Concluded, yes. No more words about catching that name.
The name this hour is Bailey.
If, you
name,
right.
If you're a dog and name Bailey, you have
bark
1 hour.
Immediately. And get some chickens. Yeah. All right, coming up later this hour, The Cheap and Trashy. Not often that a movie is number one at the box office, drops down a little bit, and then comes back.
Yeah.
And is number one a second time.
Saw that.
Yeah. Some really good rock solid Morning Marine nominees and a rocket scientist, which is coming up in just a couple of moments, along with the William Tell Wake Up right now at 6:07. Here's your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Marbury High School senior Tyler Rivas died after a car crash over the weekend. This wreck happened early Saturday morning on County Road 40 in the Marbury community. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. 3-year-old Camille McKinney was laid to rest yesterday in Birmingham. McKinney was kidnapped from a birthday party on October 12th. Her body was later found in a dumpster. Two people have been charged in her death. And the vehicle of a missing Auburn College student was found in Montgomery Friday night. Authorities say Anaya Blanchard's Honda CR-V was found at the Park Place Apartments off Atlanta Highway. The 19-year-old was reported missing last Thursday. Police say the vehicle is damaged, but there are no signs of foul play. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery starting Friday, November 1st and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. On Friday, November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Williams Hill Wake Up at 6:09, followed by today's Rocket Scientist.
And doorsteps, ceramic, foam plastic, and Rubbermaid jack-o'-lanterns made from durable poly resins with light bulbs on the inside. Introducing real pumpkins. That's right, get your kids the real deal. Hand them super sharp carving knives with serrated edges, cut off the top, and scoop out the slimy pumpkin seed guts on newspaper on your kitchen table, pumpkin rind under your fingernails, slicing out primitive triangle eyes, and lit with a real candle that burns the hole in the lid. Then the whole thing gets moldy and decomposes before Halloween. Real jack-o'-lanterns, brought to you by Tradition. And brought to you by people who still hand out apples to trick-or-treaters.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Every once in a while, government makes an attempt to be hip.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't really work out.
It happened.
Authorities in Utah decided last week they wanted to see more teenage drivers buckle up as they're going down the road. So they put those roadside signs, you know, where you can change the message.
Right.
And they decided to talk to teens in a language they could understand. For example, a sign that read, quote, "Hey teens, buckling up is totes, yeet, yo."
It's always fun when
DOT gets hit.
The Utah DOT.
When authority establishments try to speak on the level of the...
Right.
They confirmed the message was true. We may not be hip to all the slang, say the old out-of-it government officials, but we know that buckling up reduces the risk of serious injury in a crash by 50%. Buckle up and don't get yeeted from your car. What the... Yeeted? I yeet an explanation for this term. I don't know what it means.
That's keen.
Neato, man. It was boss.
Neato. That's better. Neato. It sounds like something Maynard G. Krebs would say.
Yeah.
For all of those who know who that is,
that's Dobie Gillis' show.
Oh, and that was...
Maynard G. Krebs.
That was Gilligan.
Gilligan, yeah. Yeah. It may have had the opposite of the intended effect. Plenty of people whipped out their phones while driving to snap a photo of these silly...
Which is also dangerous.
Yeah, right.
They should say, "Hey, teens, buckling up is totes, ye yo. Do not take a picture of this sign."
We're going to be talking about dangerous things in as far as food in the car here in a little while. On TV.
Yeah, that's right. Our topic is...
Unwrapping your food, you know, and...
Driving and eating.
Looking for a napkin.
Yeah. That's why I can't do the eating and driving thing. Mm. The only thing, it's like French fries.
Fries. Never make it home.
not all of them anyway. There's always a few survivors, but less than half of what you left.
Right.
No matter how close the place you went to is. Oh, geez. So, coming up, we have a Steve Miller parody about the popularity of the Joker costume this Halloween. Rich Thomas will have today's lesson in the School of Broadcasting. It never takes a day off. And
what are we doing on the School of Broadcasting? Oh,
you forgot.
Good one.
Good one.
I do these so far in advance.
I don't often get to.
Oh, that's a cute dog.
Do a career. It really is. You want to come and live at our house with Horshey and Briscoe, Mr. Mr. Boy? Mr. Beautiful Ears, Mr. Worried Face? He is cute.
Yep.
Love the black muscle and the brown. And his ears, too. His ears are like two-tone.
Yeah.
Nothing like foofs to take your mind off the real world. At six, this World Series has been dreadful. It's just been...
What's the situation? I haven't been following.
I'm not an Astros fan. So, the away team has won... All the games. We're up to game five.
You think Washington wins two in Houston, which is hard to do any time of the year.
Right, I know. And then they come to the Nationals and they win all of theirs?
They scored three runs over three games. I mean, that's pathetic.
Yeah.
Well, then I saw all their runs they made, because I only watched like the first inning of a couple of them.
And Scherzer had neck spasms and pain and needed help getting his clothes on. That's how bad it was. So
they gave him cortisone, and it takes a couple of days for that to kick in. Now, they got the pitcher lined up for Tuesday. I don't know if that's going to get Scherzer back on the mound by Wednesday.
I think it's a done deal Tuesday.
Probably Justin Verlander out there, and he'll want to get home to Kate Upton and do what you would do with Kate Upton if you had the opportunity, I guess, right?
Just won the World Series?
Yeah. Actually, I have a... friend, they had a little coded language between him and his wife, and I think a lot of couples do. Right. World Series stood for something completely other than
That fits in with the baseball analogy and everything else. First base, second base.
Yeah.
Let's go to the World Series, baby.
I wonder what that trip includes. Anyway, we'll get a little Morgan Freeman Halloween thought for you here in a moment. Our first look at the roads today is a day off. At Adams Motorsports, Monday always is, because Terry likes his team to get out there and enjoy the products. Everybody that works at Adams Motorsports is part of that lifestyle. Outside, bikes, scooters, off-road excitement from Polaris. Products made right here in Alabama, in the Huntsville area. And what's really interesting, when you see them up close and personal, they're so incredibly rugged. They look military, yet... as these things have evolved, they have the cockpit of a luxury car. It's a pretty amazing thing to see. They have every accessory known under the sun if you're shopping for somebody for Christmas, which is now less than 2 months away. You might stop by, talk to one of Terry's associates, and see if you can't find something there. And, of course, the manufacturers back up all their products, whether it's on-road, off-road, with super low interest rates so they can make what you want available at a low, low interest rate. Sometimes zero, sometimes 1.929, in that range. And they set the credit standard, so it's very friendly to consumers. So give them a chance. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. And open right now to browse inventory, including some great pre-owned options at AdamsMotorsports.com. 6:18, the timeline is next.
Well, good Monday morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a dense fog advisory for drivers until 8 a.m. this morning. Use caution out there. Maybe leave a little early and put those low beams on. One accident this morning already, I-65 southbound into Montgomery. This is going to be right past 143 before the Northern Boulevard. Use caution there. Minor in nature. We hope it's going to be out of the way soon. Everything else seems to be rolling pretty good this morning. Just watch out for that fog out there in places. The Shack is having a costume contest for Halloween night this Thursday, Halloween. First prize, $100 tab. Second prize, $50 tab. It's also $5.99 steak night and 50 cent chicken wings. It's all this Thursday night at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hello, Morgan Freeman here with a Halloween tip.
Remember, trick-or-treaters, if the lights are out, usually that means nobody's home. Just to be safe, use a rock to shatter a side window, unlatch the lock, and sneak in. Now, if the house is empty, it's all good. And if it's not, you have every right to brandish a firearm and demand a Snickers. Not the fun-sized one either, a big one. You deserve it. After all, you were lied to. Happy Halloween.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Go in there.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Men's Room Alert. 620.
Some people like to dress up as cowboys. Yeah. Some dress up like gangsters with guns. Some people don't like Halloween. But I speak of the predictable ones. People saw that movie, baby, and they think they'll be the only one, only one, to be wearing that Batman themed costume. But this year it'll be so common, it'll look dumb. You'll see a Joker, another Joker, 10 more Jokers, and then another. The same costume on everyone. Here comes another with his mother. She's a milfy Joker. Boy, this costume's overdone.
An escaped cow at a Pittsburgh airport is our animal story today. That's next hour. Right now at 6:22 with the timeline for October 28th. Here's your host, Reg Thomas.
Wow, it's the 301st day of the year. 64 days now remain. On National Chocolate Day. Yeah, National Chocolate Day. And Global Champagne Day. Hold the chocolate. 383 years ago in 1636, Harvard College was founded in Cambridge, Massachusetts. 1886, this is the day that the Statue of Liberty was unveiled. President Grover Cleveland dedicated the 225-ton, 152-foot-tall gift from France in New York Harbor. On this date in 1956, Elvis Presley made his second appearance on U.S. TV. It was the Ed Sullivan Show. He did Love Me Tender. On this date in 58, Buddy Holly appeared on Dick Clark's American Bandstand, where he lip-synced It's So Easy. 1961, this is the day that a record store owner, Brian Epstein, received a request from a customer saying, do you have the song My Bonnie from an obscure group called The Beatles? He'd never heard of them. Soon, though, he became their manager. 1962, Khrushchev orders a withdrawal of missiles from Cuba. This is the end of the Cuban Missile Crisis, ending a very tense 13 days in October when the world was on the brink. Watched a lot of specials on the Cuban Missile Crisis this weekend.
No better drama than real drama that actually happened.
Yeah, really. On this date in 92, the Leif Erikson Tunnel completes I-35. 1,593-mile I-35. As a result, the federal government announced that the interstate highway system was 99.7% complete. Boy, for decades, you'd have those, you'd go on the interstate for 5 miles, get off, and then you'd see that sign, your highway taxes at work.
You know, it seems like yesterday when I moved from Chicago to Florida, but when I got there, they still had not finished 95 in big sections between West Palm Beach and Daytona Beach. Yeah.
One of the latest sections to ever be finished was up around Alabaster on I-65. On the state in 65, the St. Louis Arch was completed. Now, our song of the day, and it just so happens to be one of the great rock radio songs of all time, and to the best of my knowledge, we have never done this one for Dutch Guys here. Year's 1982. Spent 27 weeks on the FM radio charts. It ran 7 minutes and 58 seconds. Cut it down to top 40 radio to about, 3 or 4 minutes. Submitted for your approval. We're about to step into the Twilight Zone. Are you ready?
It's 2 a.m.
Is that a great radio song when you're traveling down the highway? That one and their other one, Radar Love, is just a great one.
I know Radar Love really well, but you know what? Mm. I do not know that song. I never played that song.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know, so much when you jock, so much of what you know and what you don't is what you play while you're on the air.
Right.
And none of the stations I ever worked for ever played. I know of the song.
Yeah.
But I...
Is that right? That's quite a revelation. 23 years ago in 96, Richard Jewell, cleared of committing the Olympic Park bombing, held a news conference in Atlanta. He thanked his mother for standing behind him and lashed out at the reporters and investigators who depicted him as a bomber. We all know what happened to his health, and he died really young. Is that movie out?
Oh, no. It comes out in December.
Yeah. Richard Jewell.
Hey, a few days. Good war movie coming up.
Yeah, that's right. On the 8th of November, 2004, David Hasselhoff lost his license because of DUI. 15 years ago, 2004, Bill O'Reilly reached some sort of undisclosed settlement with his accuser, the producer of the show, The O'Reilly Factor. Now some birthdays. Nolan Gould is 21. He is a kid on Modern Family, the oldest boy. Frank Ocean is 32. I didn't edit these, so we'll go down the list here. Joaquin Phoenix is still loony bins at 45. Brad Paisley is 47. Julia Roberts is 52 today. Andy Richter, Conan O'Brien henchman, is 53 today. Bill Gates is 64 years old and stupid rich. His home is 66,000 square feet. I mean, that's like the square footage of Disney World. I mean, all the floors are heated, including the driveway. The swimming pool has a massive speaker so you can hear your favorite music underwater, by the way. Annie Potts is 67. Caitlyn Jenner is 70 today. Used to be known as Bruce Jenner. Dennis France is 75. Charlie Daniels is 83. Now countdowns, 3 days till Halloween, 6 days till the time change. Birthday season ends in 11 days, Thanksgiving in 31 days, and Christmas is just, and I left out the number, blank days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. I'm going to tease something I'm doing this afternoon. Yeah. One of our many fine and esteemed listeners make some great contributions, found this clip. It's Dennis DeYoung talking about the song Come Sail Away. I'm just going to play a little bit of this, but this afternoon, I'm going to do my personal... I used to work for them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in fact, the very album this comes from, there's one against the wall there with my name on it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give it a little sneak preview here.
Let's skip. Yeah, that style of piano playing is because I'm an accordionist. I played accordion from the ages of 7 to 14.
And it goes on from there. It takes you through the whole song and how they came upon the arrangements. But first of all, Dennis just doesn't look right to me. He had a nervous breakdown during the time I was with them.
Yeah.
And the band really, literally shut down for like 3 months because I still don't know why, what the major issue was there. But I do remember him talking about playing the accordion. You know, in those days, parents kind of forced you into that, right. You know, whether it was piano, accordion, some type of instrument. So he never was a formally trained piano player. He learned it from learning the accordion.
Huh.
And he actually goes on to compare the open to that song to Lady and how that formula worked for them. And I've also said many times the guys were obsessed with creating a rock opera in the style of Who's Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Roboto was the result of that, but they talked about that for years.
Yeah,
and in this clip, he talks about how the Who influenced the guitar riffs in Come Sail Away.
Ah, that's cool.
That I did not know.
Now, see, you teased me, and that's a classic tease because I said, don't turn it off, don't turn it off. That's good. We'll have to listen. I have to check that out.
I gave you 26 seconds.
Yeah, I know.
And I never had any piano lessons.
That's tough.
Stay tuned for 4 more seconds of Dennis DeYoung describing Come Sail Away on News Talk 93.1 FM. The best in the business when it comes to auto body work. If you've been through the drill with an accident, you know what it is. You know that your day is going to stop, that you are going to be dealing with police reports, your insurance adjuster, maybe late to work, hassle, hassle, hassle. When it comes time to choose the place that's going to make your car look as good as new, maybe better, pick the place that says will make your car look as good as new, maybe better, and that's Montgomery Paint and Body. Kept in business during its early years by one Rich Thomas.
Oh, gosh, you're right about that.
MPV was built on principle as much as it was brick and mortar, meaning Donnie Turner refused to skip any steps in the repair process. You know, there were a lot of people that did that. Hey, the customer's never going to know, so I'll take the money and pocket that and save the time and expense of doing the repair. It's not in his DNA to do that. They stood their ground, and now over 3.5 decades have emerged as the best in the business locally. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Dial 27-REC with a W when you need their services. And don't forget to visit the Rich Thomas room when you're actually there.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
It's not foggy everywhere. I mean, if you look out your window and say, well, what is he talking about fog for? But there are some foggy areas in central Alabama. I see a little farther to the north, under a quarter of a mile of visibility, but becoming mostly sunny later. I think it's going to be a nice day, probably the nicest day of the week. High 76 to 78. Boy, yesterday afternoon was great, too. Rain develops in the overnight hours, low 61. Showers are likely tomorrow, high 75. Wednesday and Thursday, showers and thunderstorms. Not going to rain all the time, but there will be periods of showers and storms that will continue in through Halloween evening. So that could affect some evening Halloween plans. High temperature near 80 on Thursday. Much cooler air Friday, first day of November, and through the weekend as November begins. So how appropriate that the coolest air of the season arrives just in time for the first 3 days of November, with temperatures only up to about 63 for a high on Friday and then into the upper 30s by Saturday morning. Right now this morning, with foggy areas, calm winds, it's 48 degrees, 633.
All right, this afternoon during happy hour, I'm going to give you a little bit of a treat from a clip sent by a listener. Dennis DeYoung describing how Come Sail Away came to be a hit.
So,
all right, if you want to hear more.
At this rate, it'll be past Christmas.
Yeah,
right.
You got to learn how to stretch the suit, man. This is a stretch the suit kind of day. 6:34, back to the traffic dungeon. When we're back, we're going to be preparing for television and our topic, eating and driving, and what Andrew did on his honeymoon.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. It's definitely Monday morning. We have a dense fog advisory for drivers until 8 a.m. That could possibly be the reason. We've already got two accidents this morning. One of them, I-65 southbound before the Northern Boulevard. It's a minor accident. Hopefully it's out of the way, but use caution there. Also on the Eastern Boulevard, just down from the Troy Highway, in front of the Honey Baked Ham store. We have a minor accident there. Use caution this morning. Buckle up. Everywhere else is clear. Your church bulletin will serve as your down payment for anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Bring your good credit and your church bulletin to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter and ride today. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The new leader of the Islamic State terrorist group is believed to be a former officer of Iraq's military named Abdullah Kardash. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi blew himself up, along with three children, with American soldiers closing in at a compound in Syria.
In the end, according to President Trump,
he died like a coward.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff saying on ABC's This Week, good riddance.
This was a bloodthirsty killer.
But Schiff did not call it a complete victory, saying there's still a threat of ISIS coming back.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. California Democrat Katie Hill says she'll resign from her seat in the House. She denies reports of an affair with a man on her congressional staff.
But Hill admitted to and apologized for an inappropriate relationship with a woman campaign staffer earlier this week. A lurid photo of a naked Hill brushing the hair of an unnamed female staffer went viral on social media last week.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. America's listening to Fox News.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's that time to trick or treat. Got my pumpkin bucket here. Give me something good to eat. Don't want candy corn this year. You are dressed up as a corpse, trying to hand me popcorn balls. I'm gonna TP your front porch. This crap doesn't work at all. You can keep your circus peanuts. Don't want cowtails at all. Choke on your Necco wafers. I want real candy bars. Don't want your breakers. Rock hard bit of honey. I'd rather die than eat black licorice. No good in plenties. Keep your wax lips because I want giant Snickers and Twix.
It's showtime.
All right, we will be joining the Alabama News Network here in a moment. They're doing a pledge. Wow, we're way ahead.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes. So,
what we should do?
Maybe 6 more seconds of Dennis DeYoung?
Yeah, this is Dennis DeYoung from the Rock Rib Stooks. talking about how the song Come Sail Away came to happen.
If you know accordion players, they always go...
Of course they do.
He is focusing on his accordion playing days.
We are 38 seconds into the 6 minute and 25 second segment.
Yeah, well, part two and three, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, give us 5 more seconds.
All right.
All right.
That's how they play. It's a style.
Okay. It's all coming together.
You know, his affectations when he talks are still the way they used to be. But there's something about him. Doesn't have anything bad to say about the band. In fact, he was rather. But he did, in a way, kind of trash how they were inspired by certain sources. In fact, he even says, "The Who can sue me if they want." When he talks about ripping off "Won't Get Fooled Again" for the guitar riff and "Come Sail Away," everybody steals from everybody. It's just a matter of how you build your inspirations. Coming up in the Cheap and Trashy, I'm going to call out Ben Affleck again.
Is he our name this hour?
No, that's right.
Yes.
Ben, you have till the top of the hour.
Yeah, call us at 396-5477, and don't tell Matt Damon to do it. People will know that you cheated.
Man.
So at 6:40, we're just hanging on here.
Yeah, I see that Ben Affleck was noticeably inebriated the
hammered,
other night.
Yes.
And he said, oh.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Apparently, the most dangerous part about eating and driving isn't the eating part, it's what you do right before you dig in.
This makes sense to me. A recent survey found the most dangerous part of eating and driving is unwrapping your food, followed by reaching for something like a napkin. Now, the most popular foods that we eat behind the wheel, French fries, yes. Candy bars, yes. Burgers. This is so logical.
There is not a fry that makes it home with me. If I...
Yeah.
I struggle with that, especially driving to Crenshaw County. All right, there's a lot more to talk about. Let's hear from the gang over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
I'm with you, Ryan. The fries do not make it home. Maybe one or two. One or two.
Less than half of what you... It depends on how close the place is.
Out of the thing and near the bottom of the bag.
Exactly. Right.
You get a certain amount of food.
Oh, a treat.
Yeah, that's the best when you go to throw it away and you're like, oh, there's more.
Here, Bailey.
I think the way you find out what you can eat in the car is by learning what you can't eat in the car.
Right.
I remember on a drive to Florida, I was hungry, but I didn't have time to stop to eat in a restaurant. So I had a taste for a Subway.
Right.
Tuna with lettuce and onions and green peppers.
Oh, that can be messy, too.
Even when you're doing half at a time, and when I got to South Florida, I had shredded lettuce all over the floor, and
sure.
The onions fell out and got trapped, and that's a great smell. But speaking of onions, and this is not a knock, I've always been a fan of the Burger King Whopper, but
that's too big.
That's a smell that,
that's too big.
It's very messy.
It's going to go all over your shirt and everything.
And then you can't get the smell out of the car. For some reason, that's a food that you take home that stays.
That's very true. Look at Andrew's dark Jamaican tan.
With like stuff falling out.
Wow, oh, I can't
I
believe.
I'd gotten a better tan while I was gone.
Yeah, was the weather bad in Jamaica that you didn't spend much time outside?
Greg.
It was great weather. Everything was great.
Very few people go to Jamaica and come back lighter than they were when they left. I'm just making a point here.
Greg.
There is an interesting video that Jaleel will have to show us.
Oh. What website do we go for that?
Him dancing.
Oh. Andrew dancing? I would pay money to see that.
I may have participated in a little dance competition while I was over at the resort.
Did you?
What they say, what happens in Jamaica, right? Stays
it has to come
in
back
Jamaica.
For the morning show.
Not when we're your friends, it doesn't. Did you do the limbo? Because I remember I was in Jamaica a long time ago, and they had all these dance contests, and limbo was one of them. That's why I have it.
We didn't do Limbo, but they like get you up off the beach and like get you dancing. Mm-hmm. The people at the resort, they do a really, really good job. Yeah. All inclusive is the way to go. I'll say that.
Absolutely. No doubt about that.
That's right. Yeah. Although there was one thing that was really interesting, and I'm just bringing this up in case anybody else goes to Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Is to go horseback.
Is to go horseback. What? Is to go what? Oh, the horseback riding in the water, right?
Behind most of the resorts, it's very hilly, and they have horseback trails, and you can see how people in Jamaica that live away from resorts and stuff really.
Oh, that's true.
It was fascinating. That was one of my favorite parts of the whole trip.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you can go horseback riding into the water, too.
Yes, you can.
Exactly. Well, enough about Jamaica. So this food thing in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Get on the topic.
Is that what happened? This is like the first time we've ever done that, right? Wandered off topic.
Oh, we've never. No, we stay right on the topic. Ask the producer.
Oh, you know, this thing mentions candy bars, too. That's another one. It depends on the type of candy bar. I do not recommend eating a Payday in your car because...
Oh, yeah. Those nuts just pop.
Fall off, man. True. One bite and they're everywhere.
Yeah. And then grabbing for a napkin is also a problem, right? I mean, you know...
I always carry a napkin.
Trying to be tidy.
Like, you ever have to do that?
On the shirt. Yeah.
I got you're on the way home, so you're going to have
washing machine. That would be nice, but some of us don't have the dry cleaning budget that you have.
And unfortunately, that is all the time we have. But we will talk to you guys tomorrow morning, guys.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks, guys. See you. Hear more from our friends. Be sure to tune into
Get out the sun, Andrew.
93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Yeah, you need some B12.
And there's still more to come on Alabama News Rising Light.
Troy.
I think the audio guy pulls us down real quick.
Yep.
Probably. Oh, I'm still hearing them because I have the headphones on. Jeez. I'm a little slow today. All right, let's get busy with the cheap and trashy.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And the biggest show of the season has been The Joker. It was number one for a couple of weeks, dropped out of the number one spot, and is back in the number one spot after doing $18.9 million over the weekend.
You're joking.
It is now the highest rated R movie. In fact,
of all time?
Highest grossing, highest earning R movie? Is that what you're saying?
It's made $849 million worldwide, making it number one highest-grossing R-rated movie over Deadpool 2.
Yep. Oh, interesting.
I got to do the Deadpool thing.
Yeah, it's really raunchy adult humor, but it's hilarious. I laughed a lot.
Me? Well, you know that I really don't care for raunchy adult humor.
Well, it's very impressive, yes.
Guess what I watched yesterday? Naked Gun 2.5.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
With Dr. Meinheimer?
Yeah.
I love that scene where Leslie Nielsen finds the bad Dr. Meinheimer and starts beating him up in the hotel lobby. And then the Bears happen to be in town for a game, and they come walking around the corner.
I had forgotten about the White House scene at the beginning and how great that was.
That really was. And then at the end, you've got Barbara Bush hanging off the balcony. And pretty funny stuff. Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. Was number two. Adam's Family cartoon movie, number three. Zombieland Double Tap, number four. Now, there's a movie in here I think we should look into. If it didn't do well, which means it must be good or based on history. The Current War, Director's Cut.
Yeah, you remember you and I had seen the trailer for that?
Yeah.
About Tesla.
And, yeah.
Tesla and Edison and Westinghouse?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ought to check that out.
Ben Affleck. I made the Globe, the tabloid The Globe, back in 2002 or 3 when he was dating J-Lo. Mm-hmm. And he was showering her with these expensive gifts, and he had also been to rehab. So I went on the air and I said, this guy is not sober. He's high on Jennifer Lopez. That's why he's acting this crazy. I said, I'll tell you what, I don't think they may be engaged. I don't think they ever get to the altar. And since Boca Raton is home to the Inquirer, the Globe, and all the tabloids, a reporter heard me and called and said, would you go on the record with that? And I said, sure. So I got a whole page.
Huh.
And
cool.
I looked mighty smart because everything I said came true.
So the other night he was seen noticeably inebriated.
Yeah, he was visibly drunk at a UNICEF Halloween party. That's a great organization
you should
have hammered at. In a post announcing he was making a donation to an addiction recovery charity.
Oh boy.
Can you be any more obvious? Really. Look, you know, he said he what did he call it? I slipped. You don't slip if you're really doing what you're supposed to do. I think he's got issues that when he's with women that could be toxic, not that they're bad people, just the combination is toxic.
I follow you.
He goes back to a familiar comfort zone. So I don't know where this is going to end up, but Ben's pushing 50. Time to get your act together, mister. Felicity Huffman, jailbait, her new nickname, was released Friday. She only served 11 days of her two-week sentence because when someone's scheduled for release on the weekend, they let you out Friday.
I heard that.
She was hit with a minimal fine of $30,000, ordered to do 250 hours of community service. She admitted guilt, apologized, and took a deal immediately after being implicated in that scandal. Meanwhile, Lori Loughlin and her husband decided to fight and were just hit with additional bribery charges last week, and they could be looking at years.
They should settle.
Well, she had a chance to take the same deal Felicity Huffman got.
She didn't take it.
Didn't take it.
She was advised badly.
Yeah. Wouldn't be surprised to see the attorney in that. Well, yeah, those are almost impossible to win, but I wouldn't be surprised if they started blaming their lawyer next. The NBA's tallest player suffered a concussion after hitting his head on a low ceiling.
What, how tall is the tallest player?
7'5", Taco Fall.
Is that taller than Altuve?
By about 2 feet. 7'5", 23 years old. He suffered a head injury last week because of a low ceiling. According to reports, he had finished washing his hand when he slammed his head on the ceiling.
That is literally 2 feet above Altuve, who's 5'4".
I have not seen the clip, but last night a home run by Yordan Alvarez of the Houston Astros was coming directly at a fan holding two beers, one in each hand.
Yeah.
So rather than drop the beers to catch the ball, he let the ball hit him in the chest. Like a champ. Let's see what else we got here.
Hold my beer here, but hold both of them.
A live action Tom and Jerry movie is on the way. Oh boy.
You know, that's just what we need, right?
Yeah. What would you say about an artist that creates an album called Fear Inoculum?
He's a tool.
Good guess. Tool were literally on fire when they recorded the latest album, Fear Inoculum. The producer says there were candles in the room for visual ambiance or whatever, and bands do that. Drummer Dan Carey knocked one over with the power of his drum, and, well, it started a fire in his drum set. They were able to get it out before extensive damage was done. Elton John is on tour. He canceled a show in Indianapolis because, or as they call it in Chicago, Indianapolis.
Indian.
He said he was very, very unwell?
Yeah, extremely unwell. Is he going to make it up next year?
He's 70?
I would think at least 71 or 2, 4.
Oh, Elton John?
Yeah, let's find out. Reginald Blake.
Is, and I think we've covered this because we had a birthday not too long ago. Yeah. I say that.
Well, while you're looking that up, here it is, the Ben Affleck dating site.
I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, and I've designed the first dating site for Ben Affleck. It's called beingbenaffleck.com. Fill out your dating profile where you can either be Ben Affleck or an unattainably hot female. I mean, the guy used to date J-Lo. Be honest with yourself. If you're a man who is not Ben Affleck, maybe try becoming friends with Matt Damon, winning some Academy Awards, or just get a chiseled jaw and a crap ton of money. Come to think of it, why the hell does Ben Affleck need a dating site? He can just step outside. I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, but Man, do I wish I was Ben Affleck.
Affleck.
Elton John, 72.
72? Okay, I was pretty close. It is 6:54. Holidays closing in less than 2 months till Christmas. Thanksgiving is a month from tomorrow. No, today. I think it's on the 28th this year, which means...
It is on the 28th.
The Christmas shopping season is the shortest it can be.
Right.
If you're thinking ahead to adding some new furniture, sprucing up the house, this is a great time to go to Kaiser. Fine furniture. I have a Synchrony account, which is great because you can use it and purchase interest-free. And if you open a Synchrony account, Synchrony, that's S-Y-N-C-H-R-O-N-Y, with Kaiser Fine Furnishings, you'll qualify for a $50 gift card and 18 months of interest-free financing. Nothing wrong with spreading out payments if you're not paying interest on it. Keep in mind, too, that at Kaiser, the sales tax is only 8.25%. So shop wiser and buy Kaiser. During the week or weekends, be ready. They're at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Big, functional building. Stella's our point person there. She can help you have a focus visit if you're looking into something specific for your home. And, again, you'll save on that sales tax at Kaiser. Just before you get to the Aushucks Oyster Bar, you're going north towards Wetumpka. All right, later today, we have a man who said he saw Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear, as in...
Larry Pizzer!
From Yellowstone?
Where's the goodies?
Okay.
As in...
Jellystone?
It was Jellystone.
Jellystone Park.
Jellystone.
We'll find out why he thought he saw Yogi Bear coming up a little bit later. We're going to hit the traffic dungeon, come back with Fox News, and then Jay will have random facts next hour, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
Well, we hope you're having a good Monday. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a fog advisory for all drivers this morning until 8 a.m. Be careful out there. We had an accident earlier on I-65 southbound into Montgomery, but that seems to have taken care of itself. I-65 and 85 have a lot of traffic on them this morning headed into Montgomery, as well as 231 out of Wetumpka, 31 out of Prattville. The boulevard is increasing in traffic as we speak, and we still have that minor accident on the East South Boulevard near the Honey Baked Ham Store. Watch out in that area. Hopefully that one will be out of the way momentarily. It was just a minor accident earlier. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's the annual Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Alabama's premier Christmas store, register to win door prizes, and enjoy complimentary treats, all while taking advantage of the best prices of the season. Save up to 50% off selected Christmas decor and pre-lit lifelike trees, wreaths, and garland. Shop pre-wrapped gifts, store-wide specials, and a huge selection of unique gifts for everyone on your list. Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens.
It's your last chance to drive like the king in a brand new Cadillac. Come into Wind Creek Wetumpka now through November 10th and earn your chances to win a 2020 Cadillac XT6. We've already given away two of these beauties, and on Sunday, November 10th, we're giving away another 2020 Cadillac XT6. So shake, rattle, and roll yourself on in to Wind Creek Wetumpka for your last chance to drive like the king. Long live the king.
Thank you very much.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Today is October 28th, National Chocolate Day. Not to be confused with National Dark Chocolate Day on February 1st or National Milk Chocolate Day on July 28th. There's also World Chocolate Day September 4th, Chocolate Ice Cream Day June 7th, and Chocolate Chip Day on May 15th. Anyone want to guess why we have an obesity problem in this country? But why think about that? It's National Chocolate Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.